Secrets Never Told by Dermot Bolger, read by Caroline Lennon and Liam Hurricane for Saga Egmont.
The Last Person. Jack had been too nervous to enjoy any of the launches of his four previous novels. 20 years ago, the first one was overshadowed by an unexpected BBC television interview, only confirmed that evening when the American novelist meant to be featured had his flight diverted. His publicist's anxiety about Jack speaking too fast on the programme had made him talk more slowly than a commentator at a state funeral. At his second launch, he was so overawed by the inflated praise of the initial reviews that he remembered little beyond the endless queue for signings, and how at the meal afterwards, the managing director of the publishing conglomerate assured Jack that he would shortly become huge in America. Jack had barely noticed who attended his third book launch. Just married to Ellen, they had been too anxious to slip away to a coffee bar in Soho with his agent to discuss the film deal brokered that afternoon. They had skipped the offer of a fancy meal and wound up in his agent's house, casually sharing an oven pizza while watching midweek FA Cup replay highlights. Jack could still remember the agent's 5-year-old son sneaking out of bed to sit on Ellen's knee, and Ellen sharing a secretive smile with him, a hint of anticipation about how hopefully one day their own child would be snuggling down in her lap. He hadn't bothered to discuss money with his agent while watching football that night. There was no need. When the film got made, his new family's future would be secure, and his career would look after itself. It might have, too, if the movie had actually been produced, or if a different publishing conglomerate had not swallowed up the respected literary US imprint due to release his novel there, or if his original supportive editor in London had not been given 5 minutes one Friday to clear out his desk, with a large severance check being the only mail forwarded on to him. Jack remembered his fourth book launch for the fact that the editors present were merely fulfilling outstanding contractual obligations. The speech was made by a mid-ranking executive whose name he didn't know, and when it ended, the exhausted publicist, who herself was sacked in a reshuffle 2 weeks later, never thought to call a minicab for Jack and Ellen. This was the nature of publishing. You arrived with exaggerated hype and wound up going home on the tube. He had travelled by tube to numerous Grub Street writing gigs during the lean decade since that fourth novel appeared. His publicist at his new publishers was trying to make a virtue out of this decade of scraping a living by teaching creative writing workshops in poorly paid residencies or in prisons. Jack had been out of the public eye for so long, she enthused, that he was like a debut novelist all over again. Or better still, a man of mystery who was breaking a decade-long silence. In truth, this silence almost broke him. 4 novels rejected until he turned to an idea that he had spent 20 years shying away from. A plot so good that with his natural fluency, he had written this new novel in just 3 months. Even before tonight's launch, it had already sold in 8 languages with an auction currently ongoing for film rights. The early reviews were calling it his best novel since his debut 20 years ago, possessing an energy that had been missing from the books in between, which, while beautifully written, still paled in comparison. This unanticipated success was nice, but nicer still was the newfound sense of not feeling like a failure in his children's eyes. Not that they or Ellen ever complained when the money dried up. His fellow writers had never ceased to treat him with great respect as an equal. But many of the novelists he started out writing alongside had long ago left him far behind in terms of reputation and riches. Still, so many of them were here tonight at this drinks reception and book signing, all so genuinely pleased at his belated success that he was genuinely moved. In truth, he had never bemoaned his fate or made excuses or felt envy towards his more successful.